now. Give what you can. That's KGNU.org. Thank you.
And you are listening to listener-supported community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. At 8 o'clock, stay tuned for Corriente, but right now the time is just past 7, and it is now time for Cabaret.
All right. Thank you, George. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cabaret, our weekly show on Tuesday nights where we feature the best of our musical talent across the Front Range. When I saw this next group that you're about to hear, they blew me away as well as the rest of the group. They are the Happy Dapples. They came down here from Fort Collins. They call themselves Modern Gypsy Swing. It's not your grandma's swing, but hopefully it will become your swing. The Happy Dapples.
Got your mama, then your troubles increase. Semi-cola and a soda, or a steak milkshake, tense a beast. I hug you and kiss you, it's nine more. My jingle, it's worth the price. Back next, sack you where the bells do the backy and the women wicky wacky woo. It's worth the price. Back, nag, sack you, where the bells chew the back in the wind, winky, wacky, woo.
Yeah, that's Nagasaki. It's an original arrangement. You play? You want to play Small Town?
Ooh, that could be fun.
That's what it's called, Small Town Swing. Oh, you can find this all on Bandcamp. Just look for Happy Dapples if you really love it, by the way. I believe I start this one. Woo.
all around. See big kitty in a little town. Will the line wrap out the door? Or will you leave just like before? Will you see her claws sunk deep as you're stolen down the street? Pasted on the paper stands or wrinkled in the garbage can. Look out. Big city kid has smart and plans. 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 And the band plays. Will they come from all around? See big kitty in a little town. Will the line wrap out the door? Or will you leave just like before? Will you see her claws sunk deep as you're strolling down the street? Pasted on the paper stands or wrinkled in the garbage can. Look out. See the way she's walking around here? Acting like she owns the damn place. Big city kid has smart and plans. 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 And the band plays. Make it a double.
For you another one. It's called Man Action. Oscar?
I'm a man of action. Ain't that the truth? I'm a man of action. Baby, you want proof? Well, I smoke and drink and bet all night. Play them cards and roll them dice. I'm a man of action, looking for a fight. Looking for a fight. The devil is inside of me, dear. Come and let me whisper in your ear. Corrupt your soul and poison your mind. It's kind of fun, I think you'll find. I'm a man of action, ain't that the truth? I'm a man of action, baby, you want proof? Well, I smoke and drink and bet all night, play them cards and roll them dice. I'm a man of action, looking for a fight, looking for a fight. Thank you. action. Ain't that the truth? I'm a man of action. Baby, you want proof? Well, I smoke and drink and bet all night and play them cards and roll them dice. I'm a man of action, looking for a fight, looking for a fight. The devil is inside of me, dear. Come and let me whisper in your ear. Corrupt your soul and poison your mind. It's kind of fun, I think you'll find. Ow! I'm a man of action. Ain't that the truth? I'm a man of action. Baby, you on proof. Well, I smoke and drink and bet all night. Play them cards and roll them dice. I'm a man of action. Looking for a fight. Looking for a fight. Looking for a fight.
All right, the Happy Dapples. Happy Dapples on Cabaret tonight. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
All right. Welcome to KGNU.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great
you
to be
bad,
here.
Man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for making the drive down here.
Yeah,
so
pretty
it's
place.
Awesome.
Some traffic.
Some traffic. Just a little bit of traffic, you know.
Well, yeah, Longmont has serious traffic problems.
The whole Front Range has some serious traffic problems.
You know, actually, the world's getting some traffic problems.
Yeah, there's
right
a lot
now.
Of traffic problems going
it's that
on.
That one season for construction some, thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes it's cars, sometimes it's humans, but there's traffic. It's traffic. It's a problem. Elephants, well, tiger, you know.
Elephants?
Elephants. Yeah, ivory or, you know, just elephants in general.
Trafficking. He's getting onto trafficking.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting into trafficking, actually. No, I'm not getting into trafficking. Just a disclaimer. Not into trafficking. There just being caught in traffic.
Well,
I'm
what
not
about trafficking elephants? Does that ever happen?
You know,
I would just for the record like to say that trafficking elephants and ivory is immoral and wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do and not participate.
I would also say that the elephant market, the ivory market seems to be pretty dead in Colorado. I tried and, you know, it's there's just not a lot of elephants here.
Maybe there's a market for one more.
And the Denver Zoo didn't really like that, the whole thing, so.
The Happy Dapples, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar and Kimian. So how'd you guys meet and put this thing together, the Happy Dapples?
Oh, man.
When do you want to start?
Yeah, well.
You start in the middle and then go to the beginning and then go to the end and then go back to the beginning.
Yeah, it could be like one of those movies, right?
like
a lot of movies
but not
that.
Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind.
Well, how long do we have? We
could
talk
middle.
The whole time. If you we were high school friends.
Yep.
Maybe before high school. We had played music together in a very different context
yeah,
a few times.
Like eighth grade and a few other times, and we'd been in and out of classes with each other. And but it wasn't really until after high school that we really started, you know, kind of meeting and playing. And we met through a mutual friend of ours. And
yeah, we've done rock and roll bands, different things. I think it's easier for us to communicate, two voices and two guitars.
Certainly.
And
yeah.
It's a lot less to carry around. So
it's a
that's
way
where we are right
lot
now.
Less to carry around. I got a van for nothing now. No, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
You ever
I love
try
my
hurting
van.
Four cats instead of two?
And one of them has a drum set with them. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I pity the fool.
That's why I was wondering, yeah, on your webpage or your Facebook page, you have two other guys. I thought, oh, I forgot to tell George about those two other guys.
Well,
he's not going to like that.
This wasn't going to be a big dance party, so we decided not to bring the rhythm
yeah,
section.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and how did you get into this gypsy kind of thing that you're doing, and what do you do that's different?
That's fun.
Well, I didn't actually used to play guitar back when we got into it. I was just a singer. I sang all throughout, you know, elementary school and junior high school and high school, and singing all the choirs and all states and stuff like that. And I learned music theory, and I didn't. It was not until right about 19, 20, you know, when we kind of had our first, you know, when our first little high school lineup kind of fell apart and people started to go other places, you know, I was like, oh no, I got to learn how to play guitar. And Oscar had been, you know, he'd been playing guitar for his, you know, his whole life and taking lessons, and he had played lots of like Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page, Van Halen kind of stuff like that, and but Robert Johnson on the guitar, and he'd heard that jazz guitar was hard, so he wanted the challenge, and he found Django Reinhardt. And the first time I heard it, I was like, whoa, this music is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool sound.
So I learned it.
And it's kind of becoming popular with the electro swing thing right now. Or,
electro
that was
swing?
Even a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
like
why
the
I'm here
same
more of
thing.
It.
Yep.
Because of the dancers.
Yeah, you know.
Like, the same. Like, you know, yeah, similar guitar played over.
Huh.
All that swing stuff. I think.
So, yeah, we just started playing it, and I learned how to play, you know, ka-dunk, dunk, ka-dunk, dunk, ka-dunk, dunk, ka-dunk, dunk. It's called le pomp. And I learned that stuff, and then I just kind of started picking up guitar and decided I just really loved playing the guitar, and so we've kind of stuck with it. And
so, yeah, right? You asked us what was different.
Oh, yeah.
I think what could be interesting and different is where you're not finding a lot of vocals and a lot of your sort of standard Django Reinhardt
repertoire. Definitely. Mostly instrumental, right?
Yeah, yeah. Very much about the guitar and the violin. Well, we don't have a violin player or a brigade of guitar men playing rhythm. So we do something different. I think people react well to vocal harmony.
Yep.
And it's a good street performance.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that it's just fun because it's different than what a lot of people who are playing jazz are doing because, you know, it's get up and dance and fun swing music. I think, mm-hmm. you know, it appeals really well with, you know, younger people too, which I think jazz has kind of lost its appeal a lot in. But it's also, you know, different in the fact that, you know, our shows, we don't really approach them like, you know, like a standard jazz group would, you know, a bunch of guys, they stand up there, they play really well, they do their thing, and they go home.
And stuff.
Yeah, you know, and we like to, you know, we have long hair and, you know.
We feel fairly rock and roll.
You know, you really can't get that out of the blood once it's in there.
Yeah, at least not in your 20s.
And so we kind of started, trying to apply some of the, you know, like that, you know, more rock and roll feel to the swing music we think is just, like, fun and interesting and cool to dance to. You know, it's just
that's
enjoyable.
One difference, yeah.
So, yeah.
What was different about the first song and the Nagasaki and the arrangement that you kind of alluded to?
Yeah, it's actually an arrangement of two old
yes.
swing songs.
So the first portion is something very similar to a version Django Reinhardt played of When Day Is Done. And when they played that song with the whatever the quintet was, and they
Dufance.
They basically like doubled the tempo part way through. And instead of just doubling the tempo and continuing, this is where the violin solo would happen.
All right.
We decided that there was a cute little jazz song called Nagasaki.
That they also did.
That, I mean, a lot of these songs follow similar like chord progressions, similar movement throughout them. So you can kind of,
right.
if your keys match up, you just make that into that.
Smash one song into another.
Huh.
And so we went with Nagasaki.
Because the words are ridiculous too, like hot gingerbread and dynamite. I get nothing but that each night. Back in Nagasaki, where the fellows chew tobacco and the women wiki wacky woo, and the whole song it's total gobbledygook. You know, like it's really fun to sing.
Hurricane, yeah. It's
I bet it's fun rhythmically too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's one thing that you know I've loved about this style is really just it's really pushed the rhythm guitar playing. You know, mm-hmm. and you get to do all sorts of cool rhythms and like you know.
If they, yeah,
there's stuff like that. It's super dramatic,
awesome.
You know.
When there's no drummer, it's like, please don't stop.
Yeah, I'm the drummer. I'm bassist, drummer, and rhythm guitar player, judge, jury, and executioner.
You're not Judge Judy and executioner.
Not Judge Judy, Judge Jerby. I wish I was Judge.
Judge Jumpy. that's interesting. That's really interesting. But one quick question: the last song, "I'm a Man of Action," is that your song, or where did that come from?
That is.
Yeah.
That's your song? Okay, yep. So you also write songs.
Yeah, we actually, only the first song that we played, Nagasaki, was an arrangement of two old songs. The second song, Small Town Swing, we wrote.
Oh, wow.
And we co-wrote that song. And then Man of Action was pretty much his baby, Oscar's baby, and we wrote it somewhere. He wrote it somewhere in Seattle.
Yeah, about Seattle.
We rehearsed it somewhere in San Jose, and that's how that was, and it was just a fun, easy song. Kind of take the A train in a way.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was
the
fun.
Intro is, and then it's like, yeah, it's a very standard
with a minor
song.
Turn.
Yeah,
you know, it's
was that your first song? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I saw Happy Dapples at an international blues competition, which was kind of interesting because I see a lot of jazz, I hear a lot of jazz and gypsy swing and stuff like that, and yet you won your category of single and dual.
Yeah.
I mean, why were you entering the blues competition? Just to see, just to get out there and get exposure, or did you really... Were you really serious about it?
Oh, well, I mean, like, we originally got together playing the blues. Like, that was the first thing, because we played music when we were really young, and it was awkward and weird in eighth grade, and then we met up again after high school, and, like, sat around, and, like, this is going to go badly, and we jammed, and I sang some blues, and he played it, and it just went smashingly. So we figured, yeah, well, we originally do that. Let's give it a shot. And so
I definitely began as a blues guitarist, like Robert Johnson's type okay. stuff, and... I think we saw an opportunity to find a community of people that could kind of be interested in something we were doing and to try something else out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really jazz enough.
Yeah, for jazz guys, you know. You know, we're like...
We're like the Diet Coke of jazz in a lot of ways. One little calorie, not
jazz
quite
is
enough.
The Diet Coke of us.
Whatever. We're like men without a country, kind of.
Definitely.
Honestly, like, we love to play bluegrass. We love to play with folk artists. Anything acoustic. There is, like, a gypsy swing genre as well. But we also aren't quite that.
True, yeah.
So we're just trying to find some, you know.
Yeah, I've been...
Something interesting, stimulating, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think that, you know, blues is, we originally thought it was a songwriting competition for a while.
So
we were like, yeah, we like writing songs. So we wrote a blues song. It was really cool, called In the Red. And then it wasn't a songwriting competition, so that was okay.
There's some confusion there.
But we
right. Also, like, blues, jazz, like...
Yeah, they're close, you know.
So, you know Robert Johnson?
Sure.
Right, he's all that...
There's a lot of jazz and blues, yeah.
But yeah,
Hot Tamales in the Red Hot.
I love that song.
Hot Tamales in the Red Hot is the same exact chord progression as Man of Action.
Oh, really?
It is. I mean, that 1-6-2-5, what do you call it? Whatever.
1-6-2-5.
You know, the movement, yeah, I mean, it's a jazz chord progression.
It's an old style thing
to do. It all comes from the same place. It's just one is... You know, rock and jazz are kind of two logical conclusions of blues.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Where do you want to go next?
Back to the recording studios where we want to go next.
Yeah,
we just got done recording some stuff, but we're going to release it here really soon.
That's awesome.
We just got more stuff that we want to record. It's just, you know, we just can't stop the pumping out of material, so.
That's great. That sounds pretty prolific. I mean, what song do you want to play next?
Oh, we'll actually just play one of those songs that we're going to release here in the next, like, week. It's called Oh Sophia.
Sophia, all right.
I wrote that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just turning in, you're listening to the fascinating The Happy Dapples.
Oh Sophia, oh Sophia. Perched upon the short edge of the bend, pawing playfully at my toes as the moon lit the cedar rose and chased the morning sunlight with a kiss. Oh Sophia, oh Sophia, I miss the longing glisten of your lips. A kiss that filled my heart with bliss, grabbed me deftly by the wrist and changed my clear night to misty day. Clouds in the sky grew heavy and dim. Suddenly through the drizzle and the moonlight would swim. Sighing neath the lay of lies like dirt upon my skin. The leaden waves of passions that had never, ever been. Oh Sophia!
Oh Sophia!
Oh Sophia!
Oh Sophia!
I left you in that city far behind. When the silver starlight shimmers through the city's electric glimmer, darkness of your night still darkens mine.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia.
Yo, Sophia.
Oh, Sophia.
Oh, Sophia.
Stillness in my mind, you still invade. Behind the mask of beauty lane, the troubles now that still pervade the windy sway of passion's driving waves. Oh, Sophia.
Yo, Sophia.
Oh, Sophia.
Oh, Sophia.
Your eyes are burned with fire in my brain. Smile lips, your fingertips, the silken saunter of your hips slays me still a million miles away. Your gentle, careless hair's caress softly splayed across my chest, my heart rests as you undress and press me tightly to your breast, lacking loving tenderness. Not a gesture, just a jest, left alone, the only guest attending to another's mess. Oh, Sophia!
Yo, Sophia!
Oh, Sophia!
Yo, Sophia!
I left you in that city far behind. When the silver starlight shimmers through the city's electric glimmer, darkness of your night still darkens mine. Oh, Sophia!
Yo, Sophia!
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 Besides that one.
Really fun.
Hey, I can see if the vocals can really, you know, really captivate people and really catch them. Versus instrumental, maybe instrumental music, they can kind of like talk to themselves or,
yeah, kind of
you know,
background
but
music,
you can, and you like to make a lot of Oscar, like to make a lot of eye contact, so.
I'm all about it.
So when you, when somebody's kind of like, oh, I better pay attention, they're looking at me.
Right here.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
What are your shows like?
What are our shows like?
Yeah, I know I'm kind of jumping again because I wanted to.
I couldn't
help myself.
It's a lot like this, but you'd be drunk.
Definitely.
And
you could see the hair. There'd be like hair flying and people
the
dancing.
The rock and roll thing coming out.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, so here we're playing in front of microphones. We were sitting still for our placement on the microphones. But
I like to stand and like.
Often the guitars will be plugged into a source so we can kind of kick around a little bit more. That's kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I remember the show. It was very animated. And you moved around a lot. And I think that's probably when you won your category that day because the performance was pretty strong.
Yeah, we like to keep it interesting.
Yeah, we like to, move around a lot. We found that, you know, like with a lot of acoustic acts, a lot of people are kind of playing slower music, kind of sadder music, kind of, you know, kind of being real docile and everything. And we saw that and we were just like, you know, we don't want to do that. You know, you could have a lot of fun, excitement, rock and roll feel, you know, to this music. And
right.
You don't have to just always play, you know, sad balladic sound.
Yeah, for that slower stuff, I prefer to play just like guitar by myself or something. When there's a couple of people, why not, you know, make a party? Plus, like asking someone, hey, like, you want to come to my gig?
Right. Feel like,
wouldn't you prefer to invite them to something
thing.
That's fun, like a party?
Right.
Like, come to this event.
You're totally right.
We'll be playing, but it's not like, oh, support my band. It's,
come have fun.
This is going to be a good time. We'll be enjoying ourselves playing. You know,
that's the way it should
prefer
be.
To, absolutely. Yeah, we prefer to promote that sort of attitude.
And I think if people see you're having a good time, then they'll have a good time.
Oh, how do you put it, Oscar?
How do I put it?
You can't. People won't get some unless you get some, because they got to know it's okay.
True. How am I supposed to get it off if you're not?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't let me do all the talking. Let's keep going with the music. It's fabulous, but the talking's interesting too. But I know we could talk for a while longer.
Yeah,
I'm certain we could.
Let's.
You're very interesting. So
thank
cool.
you. Just play something for the Gypsy Jazz people out there. You know, like a little minor swing or something?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, everybody knows minor swing. Well, not everybody. And if you don't know it, now you will.
Oh, God. All right.
Over there. Well, there. Here we go. Minor swing.
Ah, what else do you want to put in? Yeah.
I like music.
Oh, let's play the Feel More. We didn't even sing that one. Why not? We have a soft one for all the ladies out there.
Okay.
This is a soft one for all the ladies out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kimmy and Young.
And Oscar. Are we able to?
Don't ruin it, baby.
Thank you. to be nice and sensitive. Oh, let's maybe we should just play Could This Be Magic just for the heck of it?
In case anyone that likes that song is listening.
In case anybody who likes that song is listening. Is anybody who likes the song... Oh, crap. Anybody listening who likes Could This Be Magic? Oh, well, if you don't like it, you soon will.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our very favorite Van Halen song.
I don't know if you've caught the Van Halen influence in our music yet, but but it's there. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Out upon the island on a cool summer night, but you ain't got to hurry, take your time. What you need is on the menu and you'll get it tonight, but you got women's on your mind. Could this be magic? Or could this be love? Whoa. And I said, could this turn tragic? You know the magic often does. And I see
lonely ships up on the water
that have saved women and children first.
Sail away with someone's daughter
that have saved women and children first. I hear laughter on the landing and there's music in the air. Just could be your boats coming in. You're leaning back and your foot's tapping. You got your head on right. There's a full moon out tonight, baby, let's begin. And she said, could this be magic? Or could this be love? Whoa, no! Huh. And I said, could this turn tragic? You know that magic often does. Ah! And I said,
lonely ships up on the water
saved women and children first.
Sail away with someone's daughter.
Better save women and children first. Oscar?
Something, that was something completely different.
I bet that gets the crowds going, huh?
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Yeah.
That one's fun.
I forgot about that song.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
So what do you guys have coming up the rest of the summer? You got any big important gigs you want to announce or important tours?
You know, some playing here and there. I would say the most important thing to look out for right now is the Freedom Mountain Festival.
Freedom Mountain Festival.
Yeah, it's got a Facebook page, Freedom Mountain Festival, as well as a website Tickets are on sale. Band of Heathens is headlining that. We'll get to play that. It'll be fun.
Where will that be at?
September 9th is right.
September 9th? Okay. Yeah. Where? In Fort Collins? Or?
Yeah, it's just up Risk Canyon.
Okay.
Yep, it'll be a property that is being developed basically for outdoor festivals, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
This whole mountain area was burnt by the big fire, and they're reusing the land, putting an organic farm up there, and doing all this fun stuff, and welcoming it back to use by people with a little festival. Should be fun.
Oh, it sounds like a great time. September 9th,
yep.
Freedom Mountain Festival.
And other than that, you know, we always have tons of shows that we're playing here and there around and about, especially in Fort Collins. You know, we live there, so it's like a quick, easy jaunt. You know, if we got to play an easy show, we don't really have to go too far. It's nice. We'll be playing a bit around more, you know, outside of the state in August and September. But
where are you going there?
We'll probably go and visit some friends that we have in Seattle. You know, we went there last year on our tour. Maybe go out to Northern California and visit some friends, musician friends there.
Hello, Zion Park.
Oh, and go see our friends in Springdale at Zion National Park, and we played. They had a great time there last year.
Wow.
We went, and they just treated us super well, and they were super nice, and had a great time, and so. Doing a bunch of that. But anyways, you can find like all of our shows. We always list them all on our Facebook page. Just Happy Dapples on Facebook. Super easy. That's the easiest way to, you know, get in contact with us or, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go like Happy Dapples. I looked on the happydapples.com website and I was... Saw a lot of pictures, but I couldn't find the tour gigs dates.
Yeah, we actually are in the middle still of revamping our website. We just changed it. We just changed it over. We're still working. It's not you. It's not you. It's me.
No, seriously.
This is the way all bad relationships end. Oh, no. But,
it's not you. It's us. We're working it over.
But, you know, you can find all of our music on Spotify and on Bandcamp as well.
Sure, yeah.
So if you want to hear any of the stuff again, you can hear that. Our last release, actually, was The Last Vestiges of Our Rock and Roll Band. So it's kind of a bit of an ambivalent mixture, kind of a mixture. Some of the songs you heard, Small Town Swing is on there.
Yeah.
Nagasaki. And also some rock and roll songs, which are very... very different.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, the Happy Dapples, ladies and gentlemen. How do you like them, huh? And well, we hope you like them. So, what's next, guys? When I say that, I'm referring to songs and stuff.
You're referring to a set list?
Well, just music in general, so George doesn't tell me
next?
I'm talking too much.
Interesting.
We could play Drinking Woman. I wouldn't mind playing a little bit of Tiger, too, you know, just
Stoiger's always fun.
Let's start with Stoiger.
Really quickly, how many songs do you think you have in your repertoire?
How many songs do you want us to play?
Well, we have till 8 o'clock. I think Leo will give us till 9:30.
Until 9:30,
oh,
huh?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow, his eyes dilated even.
I saw an eyebrow raise over there.
Yeah, I saw two of them over there. Leo, we heard you're a nice guy, so we thought maybe we'd see if that's true.
Well, practiced enough to perform. We're usually comfortable doing a 2 or 3 hour set list, depending on what it is, with some breaks. But what you're going to hear is a lot of... sitting back, jazz standards.
Jazz. You know, like what you would expect jazz guys to do, you know, like trade solos, play the same song for like 10 minutes, you know.
what we're doing, and I love that stuff. But it's not what we're trying to do with the Happy Dapples. What we're trying to do is come up with more unique arrangements specific on the two instruments. Maybe the lower four strings of one guitar, the upper on the other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Vocals in harmony with each other. And we actually are spending a lot of our time doing that right now.
Nice.
So that's a much shorter list, but I don't know.
All right.
You always discover you know more songs than you thought you did.
Yes, but totally.
How many songs?
Well, let's play them like Django's Tiger, and we'll finish it out with, you know, like maybe Drinking Woman or something. That's a new one that we'll be releasing soon, too.
That sounds good to me.
That sounds pretty fun.
It all sounds good to me.
It all sounds good to you. All right, let's play Django's Tiger, because Django's Tiger is one that you Gypsy Jazz fans will also know.
Right.
Off we go in the key of A.
Making sure. Thank you.
really cool.
Got one more?
Yeah, let's keep going. Before we go on too much further, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sound team here of Alex, CJ, and the voice of reason, George Figgs. I know this is a complicated setup tonight, but they did a great job. But I want to thank you guys for coming into the Happy Tapples, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Making their KGNU debut here, right here. So glad to be part of it. Wonderful 53 minutes so far.
Oh, wonderful 53
minutes. I'm sure the next seven will be just the same.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for having us on very much. This is another song called Drinking Woman that we are going to release here real soon. And it goes a little something like this. Moonlight shining down on you, baby. Sure highlights all your curves and lines. I like to settle down, but I'm too lazy to do what it takes to make you mine. You want more from me than I will give you, but I want more than meets the eye. I think I'm gonna need another swallow. Swallow what you're laying on my mind. You say you don't want no screaming fight. Makes you wanna break down and cry. But when I start acting like a caveman, baby, I see that certain sparkle in your eyes. Baby, but you hate me, except for when you're drinking whiskey and wine. Then you remember how good I make you feel, till the next time I cross the line. You want more from me than I will give ya, but I want more than meets the eye. I think I'm gonna need another swallow. Swallow what you're laying on my mind. You say that I'm acting kind of crazy. Crazy is what you want, I think you'll find. You might think your love is gonna save me, but I ain't gonna waste tomorrow's time. I don't really know what you're thinking, but I know what's always on my mind. And I think I know just what you're feeling. But if it's all the same, I'll take my time. I think my little heart, it might be sinking, because woman, you are far too kind. I know there's hours left of drinking, plenty of pleasure left to find. Stormy weather on your mind. Sit down and have one on me, lady, and I promise you I'll be kind. You want more from me than I will give you,
but I want more than meets the eye. I think I'm gonna need another swallow. Swallow what you're laying on my mind. We don't really have to try too hard, girl. We don't need to even really lie. We don't need to reconcile emotions, no. All we need to do is just get high. I don't really know what you're thinking, but I know what's always on your mind. And I think I know just what you're feeling. But if it's all the same, I'll take my time. I think my little heart might be sinking, because woman, you are far too kind. I know there's hours left of drinking and plenty of pleasure left to find.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Happy Dapples here on your community radio station, KGNU. And we want to thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Glad to have you along, and glad to have you guys, too. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
I want to catch another live show because you guys are pretty animated.
It'll be worth it. I'm telling you, Freedom Mountain, that's the money.
Yeah, Freedom Mountain.
We'll even buy
a
drum and bassist for it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh, and you know it's big.
Well, this is KGNU, your community radio station, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Next up at 8 o'clock is Leo with Corriente.
Oh, you threw it to me already. Mira, gente, lo que pasó, que nos dio la radio hasta tantito tempranito. Let's hear it again. Ahí pa' los gapos, que no, one more time. Dale.